I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
The show.
Oh, yes, we always do. Hope you'll enjoy the show, and it's here today, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we have lots of things going on at Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the website, which is, of course, drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon. Gotta love that. Tell you what, we got some cool things happening at the website. If you haven't been there recently, you need to go there immediately. Why, you ask? Because we have a new theme on the blog. Now, you know, WordPress is a great blogging platform. It's awesome software. Sits on the server, runs happily, and you can change it with a few modifications in the background to run a different theme. And, of course, every year I like to freshen up the website by having a new theme. And this year's theme, dude, it rocks! I've had some great comments from listeners and viewers and readers about it in my email. And, of course, you can send me email at drbill@drbill.cc. Of course, CC for computer curmudgeon. I already mentioned that, didn't I? Yes. Anyway, the point is, if you go to the blog, you will find the new theme, and it looks awesome. I like the little laptop at the top with the little Linux penguin looking very cute. I like the cute penguin, you see. Anyway, point is, it says the doctor is in, it has Dr. Bill the computer curmudgeon, and it has little buttons that light up when you hover over them. That's kind of cool in and of itself. And we've got all kinds of little doohickeys all over the web page, and you can explore it. And I've had a really neat comment about the fact that we've got all the content listed over in the right hand, you know, where I normally talk about the sidebar over there. Well, now we have a wider sidebar, which allows me to put more junk in it. And you gotta love that. Anyway, the point is, you can look there and you can see all the categories of the blog, and you can look at all the other podcasts I do, and the blog archives going back into antiquity. Well, at least back to June 2005 when I started blogging. But the point is, you can look at all kinds of cool things. My cool links, which I'm going to add some more links to because I haven't added any in a long time. Lots, so much to do. Anyway, the point is, there's just a lot going on the new blog. You need to check it out. And as long as I'm mentioning things that are on the blog, if you go over to that sidebar I mentioned at the very top, you'll notice two little boxes. One says, Dr. Bill's a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. And you know I like to play that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, you see, I like to play that little promo there because I am a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and that's why we have the little logo right there at the very top. If you click on that, you will go to techpodcast.com, and you'll be able to check out all the other podcasters that are there that are proud members as well of Tech Podcast Network. Then over beside that to the right of that is a little box that talks about Go to My PC, and as usual, I want to thank Citrix Systems for being a sponsor of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Salute! And I tell you what, you need to check out Go to My PC. If you've got files at work you need to get to, you can install Go to My PC. You can click anywhere on the internet. You can click on it. You can go there. You can access your files. And this gives you a 30-day free trial of Go to My PC. Check it out. You will like it. And it's free. 30 days. No, you know, no hooks, no, whatever, it just is free. Gotta love that. Anyway, point is, right below that, you'll notice there's a little button that says subscribe to our podcast, and of course we do want you to subscribe. If you're not already subscribing to the podcast, go ahead and do that. Get the Juice Receiver software, install it on your PC, go to the subscribe button, click on that, click the little plus, the little red plus sign, and then enter podcast.drbill.cc as the subscription string, and you will be subscribed to the podcast, and every time we release a brand spank new shiny podcast, it will go right down into your Juice Receiver queue and be downloaded to your PC, and then you can listen to it anytime you want to, and you can listen over and over again and get in on the silliness that is Dr. Bill. All right. Anyway, point being, we've got so much to talk about this week. Wow, where do I go from here? Oh, I know where I go from here. I play the geek culture that we have this week. This is Bob Ritchie. I have no idea who Bob Ritchie is. I found this on the internet. What do I know? Anyway, the point is, it is a song, a parody song called Unhackable. And I tell you what, it really appeals to the geek in me because there are so many people out there. Boy, let me just vent a little here. I'll just vent. How's that? If you don't want to enjoy the vent, then just kind of hang in for a little while. The vent is this. There's a lot of people who have computers that are idiots. Have you noticed that? I've noticed that. As a geek, I've noticed that. Oh, by the way, another quick little thing that randomly shot through my brain, like a meteorite shooting through the cosmos. And that is that last few weeks, our podcasts have been in mono. Dude, what's up with that? Well, it's because in Pod Producer, there's a little configuration tab, and in that configuration tab, for some reason, I had checked mono. I don't know why, but we're now in stereo, as we should be. I got distracted, didn't I? I sure did. Okay, where was I? Oh, yes, I was talking about the rant that I was going to rant on, and that is that people are idiots. Have you noticed that? Now I know that I'm a computer curmudgeon, and curmudgeons sometimes rant and fuss about things that aren't consequential, but this is consequential. People are stupid. I know there's a commercial on TV that says people are smart. They're wrong. People are stupid. And now here's the reason people are stupid, because they get a computer and they don't put antivirus on it. They don't use a firewall. And I'm not talking about firewall software. I'm talking about a real hardware firewall that will keep the bad guys out. Did you know that the internet is full of bad guys? I often compare it to the Wild Wild West. The bad guys are out there. They have their six shooters. You have to shoot them first. Be as mean and as evil as they are. Now, how do you do that? You have a firewall. You hide behind it. Don't even peek out. Don't open any ports you don't need. There's so many things you need to do to keep yourself safe. And I do them all. Which is why I appreciate this song by Bob Ritchie. See how you thought I'd forgotten about the song, but I'm getting back to it. And that is Unhackable. And I am unhackable. So, Bob, tell us about it.
Don't look at me. Jerk. I hate when people watch me sing.
Everyone is so vulnerable on their PC, except for me. The World Wide Web is so insecure, it's kinda sad, but I'm so glad. I am firewalled in every single way. Nerds can't bring me down, and I run antivirus every single day. Yes, nerds can't bring me down. No, no, ain't gonna bring me down today. To all you noobs, you're delirious. Your browser blows. You're so exposed, yeah. You're trying hard to fix that awful mess that used to be. your precious PC till you let that virus in. But I'm unhackable no matter what they say. Nerds can't bring me down. My phishing filter told me that this is not eBay. Yes, nerds can't bring me down. Oh no, ain't gonna bring me down today. You got your MySpace hacked. You got your MySpace hacked. Your spam commenting. Your spam commenting. You wonder when it's gonna end. Yeah, it's for that time again. You got a blue screen in your face. Your PC's a big disgrace. Viruses keep coming back. You probably should have bought a Mac. But I am firewalled in every single way. Nerds can't bring me down. Oh no, whoa, whoa. Ain't gonna bring me down today. Ooh, whoa, whoa. Ain't gonna bring me down today. Bring me down today.
Oh yes, nerds aren't gonna bring me down today. Gotta love that. Anyway, that's Bob Ritchie with Unhackable. That's kind of a cool song. I like that. It's format time again. Yes, I'm going to be dealing with that. As a matter of fact, this weekend I have a friend of mine who has managed to destroy two PCs in the last few weeks, and one was, you know, a hardware problem. Can't blame him there. The other one was he chose